And Mike Schultz from the River Cities Reader joins us here in the studio on Friday mornings. He is the entertainment editor and movie critic for the River Cities Reader. Mike, for the life of me, I don't remember what you went and saw last week.
It was a pretty good weekend, actually.
Well, one of them was The Family, right?
One of them was The Family.
And how
was that? Really fun.
Yeah?
Really fun. Yeah, I was very happily surprised. Yeah, it was funny within the first couple minutes and pretty much stayed funny until about the last 10 when it becomes kind of a big action blowout, lots of guns thing. Mm-hmm. But even then, you like the characters enough that you're like, please don't shoot Michelle Pfeiffer in the face.
Yeah.
You know, I started worrying. I'm like, because it's really violent.
Yeah.
It's a really violent flick. De Niro is not a funny mobster. He's a legitimate mobster.
Uh-huh.
He'll kill you.
Yeah.
And so I was really kind of concerned that no one was going to wind up alive in this. So it's got some pull.
What's the last time that Luc Besson did a movie that you liked? I mean, that's why I was nervous about it.
Oof. The Professional is pretty fun, I think.
Okay, but that's 20 years ago at least.
And
that's got Natalie Portman in it, and people are wondering
if she's
too young to be in it.
Right.
So, yeah, I mean,
yeah. And La Femme Nikita, I think from the 80s, was quite good.
Okay, that's my point here.
But he hasn't actually directed a movie since 99, I read. I was a little surprised because it feels like his name's all over the place. But as a producer, the Taken movies especially. But yeah, it was really good. I had a blast. Yeah, the whole audience seemed to have fun.
All right,
so that was good.
That was good. And then Insidious Chapter 2.
Yes.
Which was, ridiculously terrible, but so much fun. Such a good time. Yeah. Kind of like Getaway, just a really trashy, bad movie. We listened to that clip where it's like, you know, there's nothing to worry about. There are ghosts in the house. You know, but be calm.
Oh, you're
fine.
Sure there's ghosts?
Yeah. The whole movie's like that. I mean, really, every other scene, he's like trying to convince his wife that everything's fine and then saying, and there is a murderer escaped. But everything's okay. Don't worry about it. But someone is out to get us.
If only.
It's like Gaslight. He's trying to drive her crazy. It's kind of a riot.
It's like Skyjack. If only
it's
a bomb.
Yeah.
That's all I had to worry about.
If only it was
a bomb. So Insidious 2 has that rare honor of being a horrible movie that you can't recommend enough.
It's great. It was really funny. Yeah. I laughed a lot. Patrick Wilson is oftentimes just doing Jack Nicholson in The Shining really, really broadly and obviously, and it's a blast. Yeah, it was funny. But it's a weird movie. I mean, they throw in like slapstick jokes in the last 15 minutes when we're supposed to be kind of scared out of our minds just kind of some really obvious broad comedy. It's nutty. It's a nutty film. But I had a good time. Yeah, I had fun.
This one this week, I think is going to hurt because this one looks, I mean, from the trailers, I get tired, just emotionally exhausted.
Yeah.
Prisoners is opening today. Hugh Jackman is a guy who takes the law into his own hands when two girls go missing and the cops can't find evidence against the main suspect. Maria Bello plays his wife. Terrence Howard and Viola Davis are the parents of the other girl. And Jake Gyllenhaal is a detective investigating the disappearance. Here's Jake interrogating the prime suspect. This is Prisoners, and this is open in Quad City Theaters as of today.
I don't recognize these girls.
I didn't see them. May I sit down?
What do you do in the RV? Answer my questions.
I sleep there.
You sleep in there? You were sleeping out there?
Mm.
During the day? Why was the RV parked outside the house?
I went for a drive.
You went for a drive? You weren't driving. I know for a fact those girls were playing outside your RV. You weren't driving. It was parked. Was it a special day? Were you planning on taking two little girls?
No.
Have you done that before?
No.
Did you ask him to come inside?
No.
You asked him to come inside the RV and then you take him away?
No.
Did you put those girls somewhere?
Yes,
come on. Did you put those girls somewhere?
Just don't touch me.
I know you put those girls somewhere.
This guy that's the suspect
right.
is so...
I'm exhausted already.
He's so creepy.
Paul Dano is so scary. Yeah, even when he's sweet, he's terrifying. Yeah, he's always scary.
Oh, man, he gives me the creeps.
Yeah, that's some good casting there. This whole thing is good casting. Jeez, that's a pretty strong little
It's a pretty
ensemble.
Intense little movie. I mean, I'm fascinated to see if it's worth seeing.
The things I've read so far, they're all comparing it to Zodiac and Mystic River, and I'm on board with that. That's
sure.
like, okay, that works. That's a good pedigree.
Also opening today, Battle of the Year. Josh Holloway from Lost plays a basketball coach trying to train a breakdancing team to win a global dance tournament.
Like you do. Okay.
Well, it's been a while.
Didn't we just have a Step Up movie? We must have.
Okay.
Maybe we didn't. Okay. Maybe that was last year. Okay. It just feels like yesterday.
But it's time for another
three D dance thing. Yeah, why not?
A bunch of kids that are just
they're easy to sit through. That are, you know.
Okay, we're gonna rise up and be a dance
That's
team.
That's right. We'll
win
show
it
them.
All. Yeah. We'll show them.
No college for us.
Dance.
Screw it.
And an American crew hasn't won in the last 15 years.
Check it out, it's the Koreans.
World champs.
What if they start throwing punches?
Try not to get hit.
I think we need a choreographer.
Give me the best. She's a girl.
She's coming, we can't whisper anymore.
How about a little one-on-one, baby?
I'm not into boys. I'm into men, so you and I won't have a problem.
Check it out, it's the Koreans.
They're the world champs. An American hasn't won this tournament in 15 years. We can't have a girl on the team.
Girls can't do anything.
Girls, ick. Let's just break dance in a style that gives us a chance against the Koreans.
Wow.
Check it out.
Are you going to this one, Mike?
I am going to this one, yeah.
I might have to move some stuff around on my schedule to go see this one with
you.
This one looks like it could be the kind of terrible that I would just eat with both hands.
Guess who just showed up? It's the Koreans.
Guess who's here? The Koreans.
And they're wearing their kicks.
They're unstoppable.
Oh, man.
Is that it, then?
Because the Wizard of Oz opened. It's the 75th anniversary, which that's how they're billing it, although it's not. It's the 74th right now.
Yeah, it'll be 75 next year.
Yeah. But, on the IMAX screen over at Cinemark.
Wow.
So, yeah, that's happening.
And speaking of classic movies,
mm-hmm.
At the 61 Drive-In.
Hang on a second. I have a clip.
From The Wizard of Oz.
Seriously? I have a clip from The Wizard of Oz.
What a world, what a treat.
What a world.
All right.
I have a clip from The Wizard of Oz.
Great.
75th anniversary. Cool. I wanted to get this on for you.
I'm melting! Melting! Oh, what a world! What a world!
Nice.
Very well done.
Nice.
Yeah.
Excellent job.
What else is opening?
I want to go see it. Maybe I will.
At the 61 Drive-In in Maquoketa tonight and tomorrow. It's a triple feature of classic movies. E.T., Back to the Future, and Jurassic Park.
Nice.
That's pretty great.
I will be at the theater, by the way, waiting in line. I'm not going to go to a movie. I'm just going to be waiting in line wearing my goggles.
Okay.
And going up to people and going, do you like The Wizard of Oz?
I like Star Wars.
I'm just going to be the kid from A Christmas Story, just going up to every Ralphie I see. I like The Wizard of Oz.
Do you like The Wizard of Oz?
I like the Tin Man. Yeah, you do, Goggles. Yeah, you do. He's Mike Schultz from the River City Reader.
I like too. I did like the Tin Man.
We're Dave and Darren, and this is Rock 104.9.
Looking to join a company with excellent...